Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, I Just Believe Something Good Is About to Happen, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled In the Eye of the Storm, from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8.
Brother, it could happen any day. must walk in the will of God, we then have to consider allies and ask ourselves this question also. Are we walking in the will of God? Well, preacher, I'm in church today. Well, I'm glad you're here. But you can sit in this church and still be out of the will of God if you're not living for Him every day. Are you living today a life that glorifies and honors and exalts the name of the Lord? Are you today considered to be faithful to the Lord and His cause and His kingdom and His church today? You know, David loved his country and he fought to defend it for freedom. But when David and his men came to Ziklag, they saw the smoke from the fire. Oh, could you imagine what they felt at a distance as they saw the maybe some of the flames still billowing up, and they saw the smoke from the smoldering ash of where their homes had been destroyed. I'm sure their jaw tightened as they saw what had happened, and where maybe they were laughing and joking and talking. All of a sudden, that joy turned into a time of tension. And their tension turned into terror because they thought about their family. They thought about their belongings. And they find their families gone, their possessions and their homes basically lying in smoldering ash. And they wept until they could weep no more. Have you ever been at that place that you laid down and you couldn't get up? Have you ever wept to the point that the tears no longer came? Have you cried out to God and it seemed like sometimes the heavens were brass? Let me tell you what, God's still there. God's still there. You've got to wait upon the Lord, as Isaiah said. And He will renew your strength. He will bring you up and bring you through whatever you're facing. You'll run and not be weary. You'll walk and you won't faint. So God has said it's okay to weep. It's okay to weep. It really is okay to weep. But there comes a time when the weeping has to stop. There comes a time that you've got to get up and get back in the mainstream of life. You're doing nothing but defeating yourself. So these men, brokenhearted, fell on their face. They wept before God. And what do you do when your heart's broken? What do you do when you're in the eye of the storm? What do you do when you've cried, and seemingly there's just not another drop of tear left in your eyes? And your heart is shattered and broken. And you don't know what to do, and you just feel like giving up. What do you do when your heart is broken? How do you handle that storm that you're facing when it roars through your home and it roars through your life and seemingly it's wreaked destruction and devastation? Back in February the 24th of this year, a tornado of a strength of about an F3, I believe it was, went through the Evergreen area down here east of us next to Appomattox. We went down there and took some footage of the storm and been working on some projects with that. And you just could not imagine the devastation of that storm. Homes that were standing, that were brick and that were seemingly on a good foundation, there was nothing left. Totally gone. Homes where pictures are still hanging on the wall, but the whole side of the house is gone. Unbelievable. Storms come. See, that storm came unexpectedly. The people had no time of warning, no time of preparation. It showed up unexpectedly, and it wreaked destruction. And that's the way life sometimes gets. The storms show up, and they wreak destruction in our life. But we've got to learn to handle the storm today. And the only way that you can handle the storm in your home, in your life, and today, in whatever you're going through today, is that you've got to learn to give the storm to the Lord. Amen. Listen, you can't stay in depression in the storm today. You can't stay. You've got to decide that God's Word is still true and God is still a good God. Amen. In God's Word, it's true and it always will endure. It's God's Word today that it will read. If you'll read it, you'll find that it will come to pass in your life. Hallelujah. You can hold on to God's unchanging hand. So it's in this account of David that we find that David made a choice and his men made another choice. David encouraged himself in the Lord. They were so overwhelmed by the trial that they were in. Listen, they sought then to blame David for the situation that they had faced. Blame only intensifies the burden. Have you ever noticed us humans, we always find some place we're looking for a hook to hang the blame? We want to blame somebody, or we want to blame a situation. We want to blame an occurrence. We want to blame everything. You know, sometimes, folks, we've got to look in the mirror, and maybe what we're going through, maybe it's because of us. Maybe we need to get our hearts alike in tune with God and get our lives today in accordance with what God's Word says. Hello, y'all. You're not perfect, and I'm not either. We all make bad decisions. We all mess up. We all have those places that we have generated and brought about a storm in our life because of our bad decisions. But let me tell you, this is not the place where you point your fingers and you play the blame game mentality today. Folks, we talk, well, if only. You can't turn the clock back. You can't change what has happened. But you know what? You can take that blame game mentality today and turn it around in the eye of the storm, and God can be glorified instead of blaming God and blaming others today. You today can accept the responsibility and shoulder it, and God will give you the strength to get through what you're going through. Amen. Whatever you're going through, a storm in your life, don't look to someone to blame today. Look to the only solution that you've got. Look to the one that's always there. Look to the God who will never fail you. Look to the God that's given us a promise in His Word. If He's for you, what can be against you? Who can be against you? God's on your side. God's going to see you through. God loves you. God cares for you. And God wants to bless you. Amen. Folks, we're not looking to the Lord. This mess we've got in our nation, this stupid election that's coming up next month, people going crazy over this stuff. They've lost their mind over it. I tell you, it's not worth it. God's going to have His way. Nahum the prophet said this in the first chapter. He says, God will have His way in the whirlwind. And I'm telling you, we're in a whirlwind of a storm right now. But God's going to have His way. And whichever way it goes, hallelujah, I know where I'm going. I know who's with me. I know what God's going to do. And I'm putting my faith and my confidence and my belief in Him today. I'm not losing sleep over this thing. I'm not worrying about it. And I did not waste my time watching two bobbing heads stand up there and lie to each other about what they're going to do. Let me tell you what. I'm looking to the one that gives me the truth, that gives me the strength, that gives me the help, that gives me the courage, that gives me the power, that gives me today the solution, that gives me today the encouragement that I need. When you look to the Lord today by faith, God will bring you through what you're facing. Amen. Praise God. Let me wrap up. This same God that was with David is the same God who's with you today. This same God who sat with Job in his despair. This same God who was with Joseph when he found himself in the pit. This same God who hung on the cross for the sins of all mankind. This same God is in this place today to carry you through the eye of the storm. Oh, listen, He is here with you today. In your hour of weeping, He's with you. For weeping, oh, good God Almighty. Psalm 30:5 said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Thank God. Instead of looking today for someone to blame, look to Jesus Christ who can still your storm today and give you the peace that will surpass all understanding. Amen. He says, I will never leave you.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.